In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis has announced his COVID-19 relief fund will begin accepting applications for its sixth round of funding this week. Polis reiterated the criteria to be eligible for the money at Tuesday's coronavirus briefing.
Community-based organizations in Colorado helping renters, helping with health care, helping with daycare for kids can get grants of up to $25,000. I visited several of the recipients of these grants in across our state.
He says the fund has raised and dispersed over $16 million. It first distributed the grants in April. President Trump has signed the Great American Outdoors Act into law, but federal land management is still a divisive topic for Colorado's lawmakers. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The bill passed with bipartisan support, providing billions of dollars for national parks and other federal lands. But Colorado Democrats have had little luck in the U.S. Senate with other proposals on wilderness protections. Republican Congressman Ken Buck described the efforts as overreach during a telephone town hall on Tuesday.
Why doesn't Diana DeGette put, scenic river restrictions on the Platte River going through Denver? She doesn't do that. She goes 100 miles west and demands that when her constituents want to go into the country to see the beautiful landscape, that the federal government should add more restrictions. That's not where I'm going.
Buck said local governments should make those decisions. He also voted against the new Great American Outdoors Act, even though it was a top priority for his colleague, Republican Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Heat waves, insect infestations, drought. These are just a few ways climate change already impacts the livelihoods of farmers and ranchers. A new U.S. Department of Agriculture report identifies these and other climate indicators to help land managers make choices on how to adapt. The report is co-authored by Peter Bockland with the School of Global Sustainability at CSU. He said instead of a focus on future scenarios, the report points to these indicators to show climate change is happening now.
If we want to understand the way climate is affecting agriculture now, what do we actually need to measure?
Bockland hopes farmers and ranchers will be open to the report's climate message through its problem-solving approach. This is CPR News.